Next, we bring you a couple of letters from the Evening News.
Roger Hewitt of Hemsby writes of showing sensitivity. He says, as we move into a new year, what good news that the Prince and Princess of Wales are throwing their support behind Norfolk and Waveney Mind, and to encourage collaboration of the wonderful organisations that are doing such sterling work in recognising and tackling mental health issues in farming and rural communities. I am a farmer's boy who took different employment, but still I understand such concerns. One particular incident sticks in my mind and taught me a useful lesson. Years back, after police service, I was tasked with ensuring compliance with water abstraction licensing. This involved the major water companies, golf courses, etc., but mainly, of course, farming, where irrigation is such a vital resource for crop success. I found that with courtesy and professionalism, I was well received onto farms and sites and had no problems, although maybe knowing the difference between beet and barley helped. But there was one notable exception. This particular farmer absolutely refused me permission onto his farm. This was unusual, to say the least, as he risked a massive fine or even loss of licence. But something in the back of my mind caused me to hesitate the next move, a magistrate's warrant. Shortly after this incident, I was talking to a farm manager not far away and managed to veer the conversation around to my problem. This good old boy, a real son of the soil, gave reason and resolution with a very short sentence. Leave him alone, boy, he gets something down. With discretion and common sense, I followed that wise advice and have often thought what might have happened had I acted differently. As some philosopher once said, action always brings a reaction, which, I guess, advises us all that sometimes no action is the best action. Food for thought, eh?
Save lives with stem cell donations, writes Jacob Hawley, comedian and podcaster. While we're all thinking about what we want to do in 2025, I want to tell you how you can start the year doing something amazing. Stem cell charity Anthony Nolan needs lads aged 16 to 30 to know you could be the difference between life and death for someone with blood cancer or blood disorder. Donating stem cells is something anyone healthy can do, and it might save a life. I've done it and seen firsthand the difference stem cell donations can make to somebody's life. Not just the life of a person receiving the stem cells, the lives of those around them, and the life of the donor, myself. I'm fortunate enough to be in contact with both the recipient and the family of the recipient of my stem cells, and I count myself incredibly lucky to know them, and to be able to say that with Anthony Nolan's help, I managed to save someone's life. It's comfortably the best thing I've ever done. The thing is, not everyone can find a matching donor. One solution is more people signing up to the Anthony Nolan register by answering a few health questions and doing a swab. 30 seconds each cheek. No big deal. Another kicker, young men are in high demand. While guys aged 16 to 30 make up around half of stem cell donors, we're only 14% of the register. So while you're thinking about the year ahead and what you want to achieve or do differently, why not add potential stem cell donor to your list? You could tick it off in 10 minutes, and take it from me, it's definitely not something you'll regret. When I got the call, I realised how little effort it takes to make a big impact. Most people donate via a straightforward process similar to giving blood. Stem cells are filtered from your bloodstream after a few days of medication to boost their production. If you're aged 16 to 30 and in good general health, make this your New Year's resolution. Join me and get yourself on the Anthony Nolan register. It takes minutes and it could mean everything to someone out there. Oh, and don't forget to share the word with the boys. You never know whose life one of you might change.